Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, if you just joined us, you got to see the film to know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I respect Corsi. He's a serious guy. When he told me he thought this was accurate, I said, really? And I had to look at it. And, I mean, I'm convinced, and my gut's convinced, not just my intellect. And my gut, well, it's never been wrong. This is Obama's daddy. Only problem in my life is when I don't follow my gut. And let me tell you, this is his daddy. A hardcore communist that he hung out with as a child, that mommy lived by, and that grandpa would bring him over to see. I mean, this is just incredible, and it's his ideological father, all of it. Dreams from My Real Father, the director and researcher, Joel Gilbert, the DVD, discounted the film at Infowars.com or Infowarshop.com or 888-253-3139. We only got about 4 or 5 minutes left. What do you say when somebody just says, birther? I mean, how do you respond to that? I mean, first they said his name wasn't Barry Sotero. Now they admit that. The records are sealed. They're covering something up. You have stumbled right into it, hiding in plain view. What do you say to somebody?
Well, I tell them it's so convoluted what Obama has created. It's impossible to say one little factoid. That's why I put the film together as a 90-minute full Obama history where you can see how the story all puts together. So what I tell people is simply, Obama is taking you for a fool. The socialists, they use black people, they use the middle class, and they discard them later after they wage their war against the middle class and against any chance that minorities have of being successful by eliminating...
Well, the socialist leaders are always eugenicists that hate black people.
Well, Obama, just like Frank Marshall Davis, was in charge of recruiting blacks to the Communist Party in Chicago and Hawaii, and he was rejected. Didn't work very well because blacks were religious people. They rejected communism because it was atheist. Obama went into these communist organizations in Chicago as an organizer to recruit black people because they thought a front man with a black face could succeed where the communists had failed.
Well, that's what Margaret Sanger said. She said, we got to hire blacks, pose as liberals, to kill these weeds. Let's take a quick call here. Let's talk to Julio in Illinois, in Chicago, speaking of the Chicago mob. Julio, you're on the air.
Yes, this all makes sense. Joel, we all have to have prayers for this man. This is unbelievable. I'm shocked. I'm still shocked at hearing that Weather Underground comment. But anyway, this all makes sense. You talk about Marshall's, sex craze, sex rebel book and Obama's mother and her escapades. Barry Sotero has the same type of tendencies here in Chicago with Rahm Emanuel, the Down Low Club and Man's Country. And I just have a question, Joel, how can I get in contact with you to set up a screening here in the Second City?
Yeah, by the way, I know Julio. He is a reporter. So I guess you just email Joel, correct?
Our website, it's obamasrealfather.com. You can send us a screening request or check all the different press reviews are up there. We'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely. And you can also get the DVD there if you'd like as well. We have them right here at Infowars.com. That supports both of us. But either way, we got to get this out or we have no future. Thank you, Julio. We're almost out of time. Jam one more in. Richard in Canada, 30-second question. Go.
How do you think Obama's ideological background fits into his globalist agenda of being on the UN Security Council and going to war at the behest of the United Nations?
Yeah, what do you make of that, like putting our military under UN command?
Well, Obama, as communism is a universalist ideology, as is Islamism, there's a nexus between Islamism and communism and Marxism. They both believe that American capitalism is an enemy that has to be destroyed. So by putting the United States at the behest of the UN, it's part of the internationalist agenda.
All right, we're going to have to get you back on next week to talk about this. Joel Gilbert, the film available at Infowars.com, Dreams from My Real Father. Thank you so much, and be safe. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back with Lord Monckton from Rio. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
I'd seen the Ungevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the Ungevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, this has been an incredible Friday transmission so far. My head is spinning with the last interview that we had. The next 40 minutes or so, Lord Christopher Monckton joins us from Rio de Janeiro via video Skype while it holds up. He's got breaking news here, so we're going to go right to him. Then I'm going to have my review of the New World Order propaganda police state, Rise of the Dark Knight. We've got the spoilers, all of it. Not too many spoilers, but that's coming up in a special presentation at the very end of the show today on the Friday edition. I'll be back this Sunday 4 to 6 p.m. Central, live on the Sunday show. Now, Lord Christopher Monckton is the head of sciencepublicpolicy.org. He was a top advisor to Margaret Thatcher. He's an inventor. He's also run some of the biggest newspapers in England. So he's also a journalist. And he is the guy that's broken, I'd say, more than anybody, the big stories on the fascistic control freak nature of the fake Greens, ignoring all the real environmental issues, and they're there. Believe me, and just making it a total takeover of society with carbon taxes and the rest of it. He's got big breaking news now, and they have video that they're breaking here that we're going to show you and describe for radio listeners of just the lavish fashion shows, caviar, all of it. You know, the carbon footprint. These pigs, all of them, living off our tax money, while they want you to die, which is what the UN does everywhere. Their whole agenda is death, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about that with Lord Monckton. Joining us from Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, where they've painted Christ green and literally going full bore with the religion to give us the report. Thank you so much for joining us, sir.
It's a real pleasure to be with you, Alex. And just on that statue of Christ standing high over Rio de Janeiro, the iconic symbol of the city, built in 1888, and for the first time, instead of appearing as glorious, glittering white marble, it's a lurid green colour. However, the Almighty has a sense of humour, and for the last few days throughout the conference, there has been low cloud and heavy rain, so that this lurid green statue has been almost entirely invisible from anywhere in Rio.
I tell you, it's like the green horse of apocalypse, a pestilence or whatever. This is ridiculous. Of course, they have a statue there, too, in Brazil, in their capital, of Prince Charles as the Christ, saving them with his environmental lordship. But Lord Monckton, let's continue here. I know you've got a lot of breaking news. Tell us what you've seen the last few days there.
I think the most significant thing, having been to many UN conferences as an official delegate to a non-government organization over the years, is that delegates from non-government organizations, such as the one that I'm with here, which is the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow, a responsible and sensible environmental group, we have now, for the first time ever, been excluded from sitting in on the official plenary sessions where the negotiations are actually going on. We are not allowed access to the world's news media either. We aren't even allowed to see copies of each successive draft of the negotiating text. The last one we saw was the one that came out before the conference even began. And so this censorship by the UN is something new. And Alex, I think I know.
All right, we lost him there.
Also sponsored by the UN not so long ago.
All right.
And there, too, they tried to ban me from the conference, but I got in that time. I got a copy of the negotiating document and revealed it to the world, as a result of which, within 24 hours, half of the document, which contained all the lunatic proposals that I had exposed, had been dropped. And the UN doesn't want that humiliation again, so it has decided that in this so-called transparent conference. In fact, nobody is allowed anywhere near the negotiating delegates. No one is allowed to see the working documents of the conference until the conclusions are merely handed down to us on high at the end.
We've been showing a video that we're going to show from front to finish that you're breaking here from scienceandpublicpolicy.org. Of the lavish parties, the runway models, the caviar, the giant jets coming in. I mean, this is quite, this makes a Secret Service orgy look tame.
Well, it is extremely lavish. For instance, Richard Branson flew in here on one of his own planes, huge carbon footprint there, and his minders, on seeing me in the room, made him walk three quarters of the way, the long way around the room, so that he didn't end up running into me and having to talk to me. David Suzuki, the environmental freak, he is here too. I shook him by the hand, and he dived away.
Humans maggots.
That's right. He ran away because he didn't want to talk to me or be photographed shaking my hand. These people are running scared. They know, Alex, that it's all over. They know that the world has become cynical. And breaking news here, if you like, last week we sent spies in. They do it to us, so now we're doing it to them. Spies to go into the meeting of the international local government group called ICLEI, which is implementing secretly on the ground in various places, including the United States, the measures of the so-called Agenda 21 environmental thing, which means effectively closing down the West. And these people said among themselves, they didn't realize we were listening, that They're encouraging each other no longer to use the word environment, no longer to talk about climate change, because they said to each other, we know now that the people are not buying this message anymore. We'll have to think of something else. And what this means, Alex, is that we are winning. And further breaking news on this, the pre-session draft, that's the draft of the negotiating text at this conference that was produced before the conference even began by the various beavering away working groups of pointy-headed leftists that put these things together, starts out with an admission that the world's most serious problem is not climate change, it's poverty. So they've now abandoned, officially, right at the top, the whole climate storyline. Of course, there's still waffle about it in the main text, but it's no longer described as the most serious problem, as it always was in all previous UN conferences.
Now, of course, sir, you've broken down the numbers here, but tell people briefly what would happen if they were able to put their carbon taxes in. Because, yes, we've defeated them on the surface, which is a devastating victory, another wonderful victory, and they're imploding, as you've chronicled and helped engage in. But they're still implementing by stealth and at a state and city level, as Schwarzenegger said they would do, leading their attack flotilla 3 years ago in Copenhagen, and they have gone with that strategy. So I guess you don't know fully what's going on because they barred you, but I know you have spies inside.
Well, that's right. We were able to get into the ICLEI group meeting last week, and they told us everything because they thought we were part of them. They didn't realize we were, in fact, not part of them. And so they were very frank that they wanted to fool the people by using the environment as an excuse. But they were no longer willing to use the word environment. They're no longer willing even to use the word green. It's now hated by the majority of the voters. And they're no longer talking about climate change either, because they have now realized that the public have seen right through this nonsense, and that if they were to go on using that language, then ultimately they would completely lose the argument, if indeed they haven't completely lost it already. So what is happening, of course, is that around the world there are these local authorities at local government level trying to put into effect what the UN wants, which is the instrument of effectively global government interfering at a local level. That's what ICLEI is all about. And anyone who believes in democracy ought to be concerned about this and worried that they are no longer willing to speak honestly, and that's why they won't use the word environment anymore. They won't use the word green. But they're being dishonest with us. What they really want is absolute totalitarian power.
And we're going to break down what else you've learned. I just made an error because your office pointed the video out to us. I misunderstood the crew. The video of them lavishing themselves with the runway models and the caviar and the champagne is from, and of course you would know this because you're in Rio, cfact.org. I've seen some of their other videos. They're doing a great job. That's another group I need to get on the show.
CFact.org. That's right. In fact, I am here as a representative of the Committee for Constructive
Democracy. Okay, good. So we were corrected. Okay, gave it to us. Yes, okay, good.
Absolutely. These are my team here, and I am part of their team, if you like. And they are...
Okay, good. That's where the confusion, because I was told, here's Lord Monckton's footage, we're breaking it, so now I understand. So we are correct.
Yeah,
go ahead.
It really is.
Wonderful job. Let's just move on from that now. What else do you know? We're about to go to break. What else is breaking there?
So the most important thing is that there's a feeling of absolute alarm here, a gloom on the part of the usual suspects. They've got children, they've propagandized children they're exploiting, and they've got them to do posters showing the sun dressed up as a doctor talking to planet Earth and saying, the disease that you've got is humans. In other words, little children are being taught by these left-wing extremists that humans are a poison on the planet and should be wiped out. It couldn't get more serious than that.
That's big breaking news. That's what they do, is they push this idea that humans are a disease, but now they're brutalizing children with this to wreck their self-image. I've been told of Austin children in first grade or kindergarten crying when they come home because they're filthy devil humans. This is child abuse.
It is exactly that. It is illegal in Britain to do that to children, and it ought to be illegal in the United States too. So if any parents are listening to this or watching this and have heard their children being propagandized in this way, then they should complain to the police about child abuse, because that is, you're quite right, Alex, that's exactly what
it is. Oh, it's the worst time. They're telling children they're crud, they're murdering the earth.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
right, Lord Monckton is our guest with breaking news, and he's there working with the great folks. I've been seeing their videos at CFACT.org. He's working with that organization. Tell us what else you're discovering and finding, because, ladies and gentlemen, when I get up here and I say it's child abuse to tell 5- and 6-year-olds humans are scum, I saw in ABC News of Australia, look it up, they have a video game they make the kids play at school where little pigs and chickens and goats and cows have their heads chopped off and blood sprays. This is 7- and 8-year-olds. When the humans take up too much carbon, and then humans, though, can kill themselves. Now, suicide is exploding. Promiscuity is off the charts with the diseases and the abortions. People don't care about themselves anymore on average. They don't care what the government's doing. This is large segments who buy into the hype. A lot of people just buy into hype. They do whatever they're told. I have talked to mothers at homeschooling group meetings who took their children out, professionals, doctors, lawyers, because one mother starts telling it and the other dad starts telling it why they took them out of public school, because they'd have their 6- or 7-year-old, some cases 5-year-old, at Austin public schools. This is all over the country. And they tell them, you're killing the earth, you're hurting things. So when they drive by a housing development or something, the little girls cry and retch and say, I'm killing bunnies. Ladies and gentlemen, these people are the scum of the earth. They want control of all the resources. Lord Monckton, what do you do about this level of criminal filth that have turned the schools into re-education camps?
Now, the first thing to do is to do your best to try to get real hard evidence from inside your child's classroom of what is being said to your child. There are various ways you can do this. Get in touch with your local homeschooling group. There's 3 million children in the States now educated by homeschooling groups, so they're free of this propaganda. But they will tell you how to find out what is going on in your child's school, what is being said to your child, what kind of threats and bullying is going on in the name of saving the planet. As you know, Alex, the planet was triumphantly saved 2,000 years ago. It doesn't need to be saved again. But this propaganda that humans are a disease on the earth, this propaganda which is being spread by images drawn by propagandized children here at the Rio Conference. This is, and your phrase is absolutely correct, it is child abuse. But you need to get, if you're a parent, the hardest possible evidence of what is being said. And then you need to go to your local police or FBI and make a formal complaint, because it is a criminal offence to abuse children. And the abuse can be mental as well as physical. And this is mental abuse of children if they're reduced to tears by these appalling, foolish stories about how humans are killing the planet. And you need to go and report it and go on reporting it until somebody in the public services does his job, investigates and arrests these teachers and sends just one or two of them to jail. That's all it will take. And the rest of them will run for cover and will not dare to try to peddle this sort of propaganda to 6- and 7-year-olds ever again. It is disgusting. Again, your word, Alex, and you're absolutely right. Children have a right to the innocence of their childhood. They should not be exploited by the hard Marxist left among the teaching profession. And the way to stop them is to find out very carefully exactly what is being said to your children. And then if what is being said is something that you think amounts to mental abuse of your children, do not take it lying down. You should certainly complain to the head teacher. And if you don't get satisfaction there, then complain.
And remember the teacher that said, if you criticize Obama, you'll be arrested. And we had the tape 2 years ago of Al Gore to a group of middle school students at elementary saying, your parents are wrong. You go tell them to support the carbon taxes right now. I'm sure you heard that.
It's illegal in Britain. He could be taken to court for that if it happened in Britain. In America, thanks to the right of free speech, you can even say that kind of thing to children and get away with it.
Hey, tell folks, you got his film removed from schools proving it was a fraud.
What we did was we got them, in order that they could show it in schools, they had to send 77 pages of corrective guidance around to every
school. So they had to stop showing it in effect. Yeah, exactly. Stay there. Other tidbits of what's happening at this criminal confab, straight ahead with Lord Christopher Monckton, scienceofpublicpolicy.org. Check it out today.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you have a cell phone? Does your wireless cell phone provider allow you to get your service for free? How much money would free cell phone service save you? Introducing CellWealthForLife.com, the best-kept secret in the $210 billion cell phone industry. Imagine unlimited cell phone service, free every month, and get paid helping others do the same. Would you rather pay your cell phone bill to your provider every month, or would you rather pay yourself plus earn free services with CellWealthForLife.com? Yes, free unlimited calling, texting, and web access nationwide could be yours before you pay your next cell phone bill. Watch our video at CellWealthForLife.com, spelled CellWealth for life.com. Or call our recorded hotline for details at 559-546-1046. 559-546-1046. It's time to stop paying your cell phone bill and start making some serious money with CellWealthForLife.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, Lord Monckton, we've only got about 7 minutes left till we go to our next report. Really appreciate you joining us from Rio. Obviously, next week or in the aftermath, you can give us the full data dump. The fact that they're not releasing their agenda and their plan shows that they are cratering. What do you expect them to do now, A, B? What are other pieces of intel you've been able to glean there on the Brazilian coast?
I think the most important thing is that because they have withheld each new draft of this document as it is negotiated, they are plainly frightened that we would do to them what we did to them at Durban and at Copenhagen, which is to reveal the sheer nonsense that the negotiators have been putting into these drafts, so that when the public laughs at them worldwide, they have to drop it from the draft. This time they want to keep it all secret right until the end of the conference, and then announce that all the draft, including all the silly things they had to take out at Durban, they're now trying to put them back in again, has been accepted and is therefore de facto, it's all down, there's nothing anyone can do about it. That's their strategy. It is going to fail because with CFACT.TV and CFACT.org, with whom I am on this trip, we will be producing the most detailed and factually based analysis of the final document when it eventually emerges that is available anywhere. And you will then have the chance to get onto your politicians, in particular in the United States, your senators, in case they try to get any new treaty through based on this document, and say to them, there is no legitimate basis for any treaty based on anything coming out of the conference here in Rio. We will provide you with the detailed ammunition. We will send it to you for posting at Infowars.com. so that you have the details as well, and you can of course get all our reports from CFACT.TV and CFACT.org, and if you want to take part in our petition to world leaders, telling them to pay no attention to the Marxists and pointy heads assembled in large numbers here in Rio, then please go on to CFACT.org and make sure you vote in that petition. You can participate. If you will participate and help us in this way, this will make sure that the message gets through to our political leaders that we will not take this lying down. We will not allow negotiations in democratic countries to take place behind closed doors at these international gatherings. We will not allow this obsessive secrecy, because the rule is very simple, Alex. If they only hide something if they've got something to hide, and they're hiding the entire negotiating text. That means they are running scared of the few people here who, like me, have seen through this nonsense and are not going to let them get away.
Now, undoubtedly, you've got moles sneaking around. And I mean, hopefully hackers don't get in like last time and get the climate emails where they admit it's all a big scam. I mean, I've got a feeling, how long is the conference running? I've got a gut feeling we're going to end up getting a leak.
The conference is due to finish today, whereupon, of course, the text should be available. But as you know, Alex, the way they script these things for the left-wing media, and that means nearly all the media, is that they always go into an extra day or two, and then at 4 a.m, a day or two after the conference should have ended, they emerge with their ties around their ears and their hair all in a mess and their unshaven faces and a wan smile on their face and saying that we've done it, we've reached agreement. The general feeling so far among the left is that they're not going to get what they want, even behind closed doors. They're not going to succeed in getting what they want. But, of course, they will declare it a victory anyway, as they always do. But we will be telling you in detail what the truth is about what they've decided. We will summarize the long, turgid document that comes out. We will explain, for instance, that capacity building, when you see that phrase, means creating enormous bureaucracies which become permanent and start acting as leeches on the taxpayers. We will explain all the UN gobbledygook so that you understand that what is really being done here is yet another attempt to turn the United Nations into a world government. I've been shoved aside by UN goons here. Just a couple of nights ago, I was dining at a fashionable restaurant, standing outside waiting for my car, and up comes the dictator of Rwanda, surrounded by wagons full of UN goons. One of them gets out and pushes me into the rose bushes nearby, so the dictator could walk unencumbered into the restaurant. This is the UN regime we are all going to have to know and hate as it evolves. They are becoming more arrogant as they get more money and power from the UN's member states. And again, all around the world, if you're watching this, there is one thing you could really do to help here. That is to get your local member of parliament or Congress to ask an official question about how much money is paid by your country to the UN, the UN IPCC, the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change.
So they can fly around constantly, guzzling alcohol, partying, prostitutes that comes out. I mean, it is incredible.
Ask your parliamentarians to find out how much this is costing. Because in Britain, we are drawing up plans in the United Kingdom Independence Party to leave the UN. There's no longer any point belonging to this organization. And we are moving towards, it's not yet settled, but we're moving towards the idea that we should leave the UN. As Switzerland's already done, they've never played any part in it. Just come out and stop. Hey,
it is. Look, the UN has been caught, as you know, even in the New York Times admits it, lining people up in Africa and Latin America and shooting them to take their property. Lord Monckton, thank you so much, and we'll get a debriefing from you when you get back to the UK. Thank you so much.
Real pleasure. God bless America.
Well, God bless you guys out there fighting against this tyranny. Thank you so much, Lord Monckton. Wow. So much happening there. And, again, this is not hyperbole when we talk about how evil they are. They have countless publications, and I want to see this new one, where they tell children they're evil, you're a parasite, you're scum. We've shown you the cartoons and other things. I am now going to... You guys get me a glass of water. I'm not going to be able to continue. Thank you. Eating peppers while he was talking and then don't have any water. Thanks. Again, ladies and gentlemen, very important to expose what the United Nations is up to. It is absolutely imperative that we become aware of this and that we expose them. Everywhere I go, I see propaganda. I'll just get up and get it. Yeah, I needed water earlier. I need to get like a water cooler in here or something sometimes when this happens. Thanks a lot. I love hot stuff, but sometimes a little bit of it goes down by your lungs. It's over. Oh, there we go. I basically drank Tabasco, ladies and gentlemen. It's like salt now for me, but we're going to have to obviously skip the network break coming up. Stations out there should not be running over this. Speaking of wonderful stations, let me give you a plug. Just this week, we've gotten two new affiliates. WGPA, Allentown, Pennsylvania, and the biggest station in Knoxville. We've been on outside Knoxville, WBCR, for more than a decade. They're great folks, weekdays, but they're picking up the Sunday show on WNOX, 100,000-watt FM. So very, very exciting, WNOX and WGPA. Very thankful to all the great affiliates. We're getting a couple new affiliates every week. The show is exploding. And there you have it, WNOX 100.3. Wow, front page promotion there. We just went to the site and we're front page. So they're testing us out on the weekend to a little bird might tell me, maybe move into where Neil Bortz is when he retires. The point is that the show is exploding all over the country as people discover that this is unscripted, no teleprompter, no notes. What we've said, even though it sounds crazy, is coming true. It's really happening. Now, after my professional coughing fit on air, people will ask, why are you doing movie reviews of Prometheus or of the new Batman film that is coming out? Why are you doing this? Well, it's because there are more messages implanted in popular culture than there are, even in the news. That's just one level of propaganda. And whereas I like a good movie, I like a good entertainment fantasy movie, it's fine. When you see messages in these films, you need to be able to point them out. And by pointing them out, we get other people who've never thought about any manipulation going on to start thinking for themselves. Now, Batman The Dark Knight Rises is coming out July 20th. And I mean no ill will towards people that made it, but it's full of propaganda. So we review the last two films and now the third film. We have talked to folks that have seen screeners of it in focus groups, but they made some changes since then. So we're not 100% sure on the entire plot, but that's not even what we're really even doing here. We are analyzing just from the trailers and some other information, what the films have contained and the message that they're selling to the public. So here is our review ahead of time, our breakdown of the propaganda from the leak we have. That's pretty much the whole film, but there's been some few changes, we're told, and more in from the trailer and, again, the last two films. So here it is, and then don't worry if you're a radio listener. In the next hour or so, we'll post it at InfoWars.com. It's not on the web yet. I'm going to premiere it here, the audio for radio listeners, the video for people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, and then we're going to upload it to our big official YouTube channel. In the next hour, it will be live at InfoWars.com, and throughout the weekend, you'll be able to go there and watch this. Then we're going to come back after this is over and get into some other news I haven't hit yet concerning Fast and Furious, and this is looking like Obama's Waterloo. So stay with us. Here is my breakdown. Warning, there are spoilers of the new Batman film. One of the most anticipated movies in a long time is about to come out. The Dark Knight Rises. Get ready, because we are going to leak, spoil, and decode the new Batman film that's coming out. We're going to get into the meaning behind the meaning, the secrets behind the secrets. But first, understand, this is one of the most successful propaganda franchises out there selling tyranny. For all of you that say it's just a movie, for more than 50 years, the Department of Defense has paid and financed for most major action films. They all have a unified propaganda message, selling you on the idea that you're powerless and that you can't protect yourself. Only shadowy groups, by violating your rights and liberties, can keep you safe. Throughout the Batman franchise, any vigilantes other than Batman are powerless, pathetic, fat, stupid, or psychopathic. To understand the conclusion of the Dark Knight series, we first have to go back to the beginning. In Batman Begins, a secret society known as the League of Shadows, led by Ra's al Ghul, played by Liam Neeson, seeks to put a poisonous psychotropic drug in the water supply to drive Gotham, the archetypal New York, into total insanity. Then he will bring order out of the chaos. And as all informed people know, governments have been fluoridating water supplies for more than 60 years, causing brain damage and cancer. So we see here in the first installment a revelation of the method, or the power structure showing you how they operate. That there are secret societies that manipulate for good and bad. Bruce Wayne, the aristocrat, the banker, the globalist, has his secretive system. And then there's the evil outlanders trying to come in and take over. In part two, Batman, The Dark Knight, we're introduced to the Joker. Now let's analyze the underlying messages here. He is a nonconformist, a libertarian type who makes his own clothes and burns money.
Nothing. No matches on prints, DNA, dental, clothing is custom, no labels.
He doesn't go along with the mainline consumerist corporate culture. And so he's got to be a murdering psychopath who enjoys blowing up hospitals, bridges, ships, and killing police officers. But our hero, the rich banker industrialist Bruce Wayne, have developed a system to hack into cell phones and use them to create a sonar system that can give them a three-dimensional view of what's happening by using Defense Department technology they were developing to hack into all the cell phones and use them as audio microphone systems. They're able to save the city because they violate everyone's rights and spy on them without warrants. So again, it aids and abets and gives comfort to criminal elements in the NSA who on record are spying on the American people and using all of our appliances from smart meters to computers to smartphones to spy on us. All of it is pro-tyranny propaganda.
We now move from part two to part three, The Dark Knight Rises. So let's start decoding The Dark Knight Rises. Number one, look at the name, The Dark Knight Rises. And we're told that he's willing to give it all up.
You've given them everything.
Not everything. Not yet.
Oh, you've already given these people so much.
I haven't given everything.
So he's this Christ figure, this dark Christ, who is fighting the evil secret society led by Bane, who is coming to destroy Babylon, the beautiful city. Here's a few juicy spoilers. Batman gets his back broken in a fight with Bane. At the end, as Bane is dying, we learn that he's a Darth Vader character who can't survive without the mask, which is the recurring cyborg archetype that humanity can't live without machines. Who is Bane? He's a symbolic demon, a destroyer, a symbol of the Hegelian dialectic, order out of chaos. To the conscious mind, these symbols don't register. To the subconscious, they are clear commands, just like you're a computer. The power of Hollywood, the power of images to program the mind is not debated. And the Pentagon and Madison Avenue know that. Remember back in 1975, when for more than 2 years, the beaches were almost empty in the United States and areas of Europe and Australia because people were so scared that a giant shark was going to eat them? Psychological warfare chiefs certainly paid attention to that. Even though on average, less than 5 people die a year from great white shark attacks worldwide, people would not go in the water and were demanding shark patrols and more lifeguards for a non-existent threat. And that's what these movies do, not just these Batman films. Every one of these films has terrorists blowing up major cities constantly to create the psychological illusion that there's big sharks out there that want to eat you, and there's terrorists under every table that want to attack you and your family. And you notice at the end of Jaws, the shark has been killed. He's been defeated. But still, the beaches remained empty. You are being subconsciously programmed. When you go in one of these movies and just turn yourself over to it and suspend a disbelief, you become a willing victim to have your mind literally programmed in that key fear state. Because when the mind is in that fear state, it is wide open to be reprogrammed. And now in the new film, we see the football game blown up. We see the police helpless if the state doesn't take every right we've got and turn our children against us and set up highway checkpoints and launch 30,000 armed drones and listen to our phone calls, then none of us are safe because the non-existent threat of Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda and Bane are going to get us. The key to understanding why the social engineers want males in an arrested development junior high mentality state is simple. Through thousands of films and video games, we are bombarded with the idea that threats always come in the form of a giant evil monster or terrorist who openly announces themselves, not through slow cultural death. And men are presented with an idea of Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Herculean figure, or somebody like Batman, defeating the enemy all by themselves because the public is powerless. That's why now when I talk to so many men, they say, oh, you're such a hero. You go out and confront politicians. You go out and, you know, fight for freedom. I'm glad you're there. What do you mean? I'm just an average person like you. We're not fighting big green Martians from Mars. We're not fighting shadowy groups like Bane, unless you talk about the private Federal Reserve that's hijacked this country. We're fighting the New World Order. We're fighting a corporate takeover system with regulations and red tape that doesn't announce itself as an enemy, but that just oozes in with bureaucracy to dominate and usurp our lives. We're fighting the UN and Agenda 21 and a federal government bought and paid for by foreign interests engaging in treason. When you're conscious or awake, aware, watching, when you don't suspend your disbelief, You see the programming, the manipulation, the hypnotic suggestions right there like it's written on the wall. But when you're unconscious, like a general population, you are wide open to be victimized by this programming. Hey, I like a good action adventure and movie as much as the next person. There's nothing wrong with enjoying a film if you're aware of the implanted images. But it's important that people become conscious of the manipulation that's going on. So please share this presentation with your friends and family and visit Infowars.com/Batman, where we've posted some other examples of brainwashing that are taking place in our culture. That's right, and we are going to post that video in the next hour at Infowars.com at that URL that we just mentioned. It's not up yet, and we'll add some documentation and other film reviews that I've done. We're going to be showing a bunch of my film reviews tonight on the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, again, foolish people out there will say, oh, it's just a movie. We showed documents during the video, if you're a radio listener, that show where foreign governments, the Pentagon, corporate interests all pay for even the script writing of these films. They pay to have things written into the script. They pay to have subliminals added. It's all there. And you're being bombarded. There's a reason the public, many people, are like zombies. There's a reason people don't care about themselves. There's a reason, because the whole culture is telling you overtly you're trash and that death is good and kill grandma and kill children up to age 3 and euthanize everybody. And they're teaching the kids that they're scum and that humans need to die and that we're hurting the earth. And then there's covert messages that we're scum and trash and garbage and that it's sexy and cool just to die. We're being programmed to turn off our survival instincts. We're having our human propulsion system deactivated. We're having our rudders, our compass removed. And so it's just a bunch of aimless people looking to the television, looking to the culture to give them guidance. I follow what you say. Why aren't I happy? And the system's like, do more of what I say. Take some Prozac. You know, mutilate your body. Take these drugs. Do all this. That will fulfill you. And then it doesn't fulfill you. And you think, oh my gosh, I better do more. But you're not even thinking. You're just subconsciously being programmed and following what they tell you to do. Grown men are like children, most of them, when I talk to them. Children. Women. I mean, look at the feminist revolution. Women act, on average, like complete pieces of meat. They're totally unhappy. They're running society now. I was down at UT yesterday shooting footage for another report we're going to air next week. And I was just, it was nothing but women. And then, who was it, Jacobson, or was it, no, Jacobson wasn't there. He was putting that piece together. It was Aaron, it was Rob Dew. One of them had read the statistic, and it was true. I was about to say it. They looked at me, and they said, I forget which one it was. We were walking across the parking lot from the Natural History Museum, and they said, yeah, because women pay back their student loans. It's just amazing when you realize all the programming and the deeper you get into it. And, again, it's not that we don't want to empower women. It's not to empower you. Your new husband is the state, and he's going to abort your babies. He's going to inject you with cancer viruses. He's going to give you breast cancer, and he's going to chop your body up and sell your organs when you die. That's a loving husband, isn't it? It's nice to see men, your boys, falling apart. It's great. You're ruling the roost. As Hitler said, first you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men. And 80%+ of advertising targets women. And not all women have succumbed to it. Men have turned in, on average, to just total jellyfish. Arrested development about age 12 mentally. Women are hyper-tarts on average, but can't find fulfillment and are going completely insane. You know, the police are out of control on average because the public's out of control. We are a immoral, degenerate, filthy, fallen society, rotting. And we're not going to be able to turn that around without recognizing it. All of us. Recognizing good from evil. On the Fast and Furious, again, House Committee suspects a cover-up, no kidding, and they're still going to have the meeting with him, but they're saying they may compromise. That's terrible news. We need to bring criminals to justice, not set the precedent they can do whatever they want. More coming up, but I will be live on the radio this Sunday, 4 to 6. Be sure and join us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves and discover longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.